Thank you for tuning in to Oasis Wellness Lab. And today I want to talk to you about letting go of the white picket fence narrative. This is Oasis Wellness Lab, a podcast promoting wellness through creative avenues in style, travel, food, and mindfulness. Hi guys, I know you haven't heard my voice in a while, but I've been doing a lot of planning with my brands and revamping. And as some of you know, I'm also a fashion designer. So I'm working on a big fashion film premiering this summer, as well as planning the first of event for Oasis this summer. So stay tuned for that. So to jump into today's episode, I want to talk about letting go of the white picket fence narrative and why it's dangerous to even have that narrative in the first place. We all have an idea of what we want our life to look like, goals we want to accomplish, and all of that is fine. But sometimes we embed that idea in our minds, and if it doesn't go that way, we go into a deeper state of despair, depression, and we start to worry if we made bad decisions about our lives. And it is just all around not good for your mental wellness. Now, to be clear, the white picket fence narrative is basically the American dream, right? You go to school in your early 20s, get a career in your late 20s to early 30s, have a family in your 30s, and then you retire. In that order, the end. That narrative does not look like that for everyone. Let's just keep it real. It just doesn't look like that for everyone. Everyone doesn't get that American dream in that order life. And that's fine. That's completely fine. Especially in today's world, we have the world at our fingertips. Things are changing. Women are waiting later to have children for financial reasons. Because they just want to wait later, and that's completely fine. And some people don't have the opportunity to attend college right out of high school. Some people don't go to college until their late 30s. And some people never get married. And some people never get married because they never wanted to get married. So everyone, you know, is very liberated. Everyone has a choice of whether they want to do these things and follow this American dream or not. And I think that's the beauty in life, that people have that decision and freedom. And more importantly, maybe God or the universe, however you refer to it, has a different plan for you. The problem is when we marry to the idea of how our life should be, we miss out on great opportunities because it doesn't appear the way you expected. So, you know, you end up rejecting it. And with all of the noise on social media about how people should act, what we should do, it's easy to become influenced and get caught up in the hype as well. So now, with the pressure of societal norms, the pressure of what you see on social media comparing your lives to other people, you are now pressuring yourself to finish an accomplishment by 30 or by 40 when the timing of the universe is telling you otherwise. And I want you to know that letting go of that narrative, that white picket fence narrative, would take a lot of pressure off of you. It would take a lot of pressure off of you, and you can just enjoy life as it comes. Now, does that mean to slack on working towards your goals that you've already been working on? Absolutely not. But it does mean to find your purpose. Find what your purpose is in life. Walk in it, and walk in it with your head held high at any age, with any marital or economic status. I cannot stress that enough. Like, find what your purpose is. Walk in your purpose. Walk in it with your head held high with pride. And regardless of your age, regardless of your marital or economic status, own that. Life isn't supposed to be about this rat race that we've made it. It's about making a difference and enjoying it. So if I had a take-home message today, it would be to just let go of that white picket fence narrative. If it happens for you, what you desire, fine. If it doesn't, fine. And we have to accept that what you desire may not happen. That's a thing that may not happen. And we don't like to look at that because we pray and we meditate and we want to manifest things. But the fact of the matter is we don't know the future, and it may not happen. What you want in this life, what you desire, may not happen. But that also means something may happen that's better. It takes a lot to be honest with yourself about that and to accept it. Accept that whatever God or the universe has for you, it is here for your greater good. I wanted to give that message today because I've been a victim of it, especially last year. And I worked it out when I went to therapy last year. And I have to tell you, I have never felt more liberated in my life. So I just wanted to give that message, that quick message to you guys this evening. And enjoy your life, my friends. Enjoy it. You only have one life to live, and that life is short. So enjoy it. Before I go, I want to let you guys know, follow me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Oasis Wellness Lab, and sign up for the weekly newsletter so you can be informed of all the events and things we have going on. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. And until next time, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to Oasis Wellness Lab. And today I want to talk to you about letting go of the white picket fence narrative. This is Oasis Wellness Lab, a podcast promoting wellness through creative avenues in style, travel, food, and mindfulness. Hi guys, I know you haven't heard my voice in a while, but I've been doing a lot of planning with my brands and revamping. And as some of you know, I'm also a fashion designer. So I'm working on a big fashion film premiering this summer, as well as planning the first event for Oasis this summer. So stay tuned for that. So to jump into today's episode, I want to talk about letting go of the white picket fence narrative and why it's dangerous to even have that narrative in the first place. We all have an idea of what we want our life to look like, goals we want to accomplish, and all of that is fine. But sometimes we embed that idea in our minds, and if it doesn't go that way, we go into a deeper state of despair, depression, and we start to worry if we made bad decisions about our lives. And it is just all around not good for your mental wellness. Now, to be clear, the white picket fence narrative is basically the American dream, right? You go to school in your early 20s, get a career in your late 20s to early 30s, have a family in your 30s, and then you retire. In that order, the end. That narrative does not look like that for everyone. Let's just keep it real. It just doesn't look like that for everyone. Everyone doesn't get that American dream in that order life. And that's fine. That's completely fine. Especially in today's world, we have the world at our fingertips. Things are changing. Women are waiting later to have children for financial reasons. Because they just want to wait later, and that's completely fine. And some people don't have the opportunity to attend college right out of high school. Some people don't go to college until their late 30s. And some people never get married. And some people never get married because they never wanted to get married. So everyone is very liberated. Everyone has a choice of whether they want to do these things and follow this American dream or not. And I think that's the beauty in life, that people have that decision and freedom. And more importantly, maybe God or the universe, however you refer to it, has a different plan for you. The problem is when we marry to the idea of how our life should be, we miss out on great opportunities because it doesn't appear the way you expected. So, you end up rejecting it. And with all of the noise on social media about how people should act, what we should do, it's easy to become influenced and get caught up in the hype as well. So now, with the pressure of societal norms, the pressure of what you see on social media comparing your lives to other people, you are now pressuring yourself to finish an accomplishment by 30 or by 40 when the timing of the universe is telling you otherwise. And I want you to know that letting go of that narrative, that white picket fence narrative, would take a lot of pressure off of you. It would take a lot of pressure off of you. And you can just enjoy life as it comes. Now, does that mean to slack on working towards your goals that you've already been working on? Absolutely not. But it does mean to find your purpose. Find what your purpose is in life. Walk in it, and walk in it with your head held high at any age, with any marital or economic status. I cannot stress that enough. Like, find what your purpose is. Walk in your purpose. Walk in it with your head held high with pride. And regardless of your age, regardless of your marital or economic status, own that. Life isn't supposed to be about this rat race that we've made it. It's about making a difference and enjoying it. So if I had a take home message today, it would be to just let go of that white picket fence narrative. If it happens for you, what you desire, fine. If it doesn't, fine. And we have to accept that what you desire may not happen. That's a thing that may not happen. And we don't like to look at that because we pray and we meditate and we want to manifest things. But the fact of the matter is we don't know the future, and it may not happen. What you want in this life, what you desire, may not happen. But that also means something may happen that's better. It takes a lot to be honest with yourself about that and to accept it. Accept that whatever God or the universe has for you, it is here for your greater good. I wanted to give that message today because I've been a victim of it, especially last year. And I worked it out when I went to therapy last year. And I have to tell you, I have never felt more liberated in my life. So I just wanted to give that message, that quick message to you guys this evening. And enjoy your life, my friends. Enjoy it. You only have one life to live, and that life is short. So enjoy it. Before I go, I want to let you guys know, follow me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Oasis Wellness Lab, and sign up for the weekly newsletter so you can be informed of all the events and things we have going on. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. And until next time, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.